Hi, I'm Sophie Hannah. My new novel, Did You See Melody, starts with a woman walking into the wrong hotel room. And that aspect of the plot came to me because exactly the same thing happened to me and then didn't turn into a thriller plot. But when it did happen to me, it was so jarring and alarming that I thought I have got to use this for a book, otherwise it's just a horrible and embarrassing thing that happened to me for no good reason. And what happened was, I was due to be interviewed on the BBC Breakfast Show very, very early one morning, and so the night before I went to Manchester and got a taxi to Salford, where the BBC is, and was going to stay overnight in a hotel. So I arrived very late. I think by the time I got to the hotel it was easily just past midnight and maybe even one in the morning. And the receptionist checked me in and handed me a key card. So up I went to my room thinking, I'm very tired, I've got to go to sleep. Walked into the room and the slot where you put the key card in was already occupied by another key card. But because I was tired and not very quick off the mark, I just assumed that that was, you know, a mistake or someone had left it there. But it did not occur to me that there was any more sinister reason for there being a key card in the slot. So I just whipped it out, threw it on the floor, put my key card in, and then immediately walked into the bathroom because the door to the bathroom was on the left. And I walked in, turned the light on, took off my top, I think, because I was thinking I'm going to go straight to bed. So I basically started getting undressed, and also I think I was loudly singing a song from the musical Oklahoma, because I occasionally wander around singing. And then I suddenly froze in this brightly lit bathroom as I realised that lots of somebody's possessions were distributed around the room. There was some shaving foam, there was, you know, a man's pair of underpants, there was just like a lot of stuff. And then I thought, hang on a minute, there was a card in the key slot. Oh no, what if there's someone in this room? And as I was thinking that, I heard a bit of a sort of bumping noise, bumbling around sound. I thought, there is somebody in that room. And at that point, the bathroom door swung open and there was an enormous, like sort of rugby player build, completely naked, shaven-headed man who said, rather less politely, what on earth are you doing in my room? So of course I quickly said, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm the receptionist, must have sent me to the wrong room, I'm terribly sorry, how embarrassing, let me get dressed and leave immediately. And as I was going down in the lift, planning to moan at the receptionist and say, mate, you checked me into a room that already had a big, burly, naked guy in it, I just thought, this is the perfect premise for the opening of a thriller. You know, somebody gets checked into a room, it's already occupied, and somehow this launches that character into some dangerous and life-threatening and mysterious events. And it's just that sort of chance thing, like if only the receptionist had not made that mistake, you wouldn't have got caught up in this whole thing. And I just thought that is so irresistible. But yes, it was very embarrassing and not thrillerish when it happened to me in real life.